The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Yevamis daf kuf yud aleph. The Mishnah and the Amid Beis discusses a case where a Yavam and Yavama have a disagreement. They started living together, and after 30 days, the Yavama says that the Yavam had no relations with her. So the Yavam, on the other hand, said he did have relations with her. And right now they're departing. So the Yavam says it's sufficient to give her a get. Since they had relations together, that created a marriage, so he'll give her a get, and then she'll be mutter to marry anyone else. The Yavam, on the other hand, says he never had any relations. If so, a get is insufficient. She needs a chalitza. So after 30 days, as the Mishnah, we believe the Yavam that certainly they had relations. Nevertheless, the Yavama will not be mutter to marry anyone else because she's like Shavi Anafshe Chaticha Di Yisura. She created an Isra on herself. Being that she said she never had relations, she created an Isra of Yavama, Lishuk, on herself, and cannot marry anyone else until she gets a Chalitza. Regarding herself, she is believed. The Lashon of the Mishnah is, because the Mishnah says, therefore the halacha is that the Yavam is not required to give her a chalitza. We only request that he gives her a chalitza. Since we believe him that he performed the mitzvah of Yibum, if so, there's no need for him to do chalitza. She, on the other hand, needs a chalitza, but that's for her own personal purposes. For that, we can't obligate the Yavam to give a chalitza. Nevertheless, we request of him that he should do her the favor and give her a chalitza. Tosfos asks, Vim Toimar, what does he lose by giving her a chalitza? The Mashal, no, Tosfos says, why don't we force him to give her a chalitza? If he has nothing to lose by giving her a chalitza, and she's in need of this chalitza, so we should force him to give her the chalitza. The Mashal explains, the reason to force would be because we have a rule, koifin al midas toim. We force people to do something if he has nothing to lose and another person is in the need of it or has what to gain. So since over here she needs this and he has nothing to lose by giving it, we would force al kaifan al midas toim that he should give her a chalitza. As a side point, you see, at least the way the Mashal is explaining Tosfos, that kaifan al midas toim goes so far to say that we could force somebody to do something, to actively do something. There's actually a whole discussion about this. Do we say that Kaifan Amidas Toim goes so far that we can force somebody to do an action? Or perhaps Kaifan Amidas Toim is merely that we exempt somebody from paying for a benefit that he got if there was no loss to the person he was taking the benefit from. Here in Tosfos, you see that we would force him to give chalitza You would force him to do an action if he has nothing to lose from it. To this, Tosfos answers, it's an embarrassment for the Yavam to give the Yavam a chalitza, since part of the chalitza process is that she spits in his face. And so since that's an embarrassment, this Yavam does stand to lose something, even if the loss is not comparable to the gain of the Yavama. Nevertheless, a loss is a loss. Once there's a loss, there's no halacha of kevin amidas toim, we cannot force him. The only thing we can do is request of him to give a chalitza. The Masham in his Agois raises a point that we see over here, that it's embarrassing to give chalitza. It's an embarrassing thing. Says the Masham, what about a get? Oh, before he goes into the Arab says, he points to another Tosfos and also discusses this. He says, there's a Tosfos on Daf Samech Aleph Amid Aleph earlier in the Masechta, Divamas Chokayin Gadol, that says the same concept. The words of Tosfos are, "D'ha'cha choylit asal ashmeina d'sagdan mishmizoyin d'kayin Gadol she'akakas afan of leitachlis." I would think that because there's a mizoyin involved, an embarrassment involved, therefore we want to do it. And you see the same concept that it's an embarrassing thing to have a chalitza done, to do a chalitza. Says Masham, this is with regards to chalitza. What about regarding a get? Is the giving of a get also an embarrassing thing? So to this he points to a tshuva in the Beis Shloima, Siman Tadi Aleph, which brings down a Rashi in Masechet Kiddushin. Rashi in Masechet Kiddushin says, "Loi nichalei delivzi." It's an embarrassing thing that somebody divorced his wife. You see from Rashi, a get is also an embarrassing thing. What's the nafkemina with this discussion, whether it's an embarrassing thing or not? There's a tshuva sefer shaylis, a tshuva is lichof eitz b'achayim, where he discusses, is it lashon hara to mention that somebody is divorced? He brings this same Rashi, that Rashi says it's an embarrassing thing, and therefore he raises this question, perhaps if it's an embarrassing thing, logically I should say that it's lashon hara to say somebody is divorced. Then he says, no, the Chofetz Chaim writes in Sefer Chofetz Chaim, the things that everybody knows about, it's not lashon hara to say it, as long as you don't intend to embarrass the person. And therefore, this should be the same. When somebody gets divorced, everyone knows. So if everyone knows, so as long as you don't intend to embarrass, it should be okay. So the truth is, it's worth expanding a little just to flesh this out. So, is it always permissible to say somebody's divorced? The Sefer Chodshani, recorded Shiurim of Rav Nissim Kirelitz Shlita. In the volume of Rosh Hashanah Kippur and Sukkot, there's a section there about halachas of Lashon Hara. And he discusses, he says, if you want to stand, as I say, that somebody is divorced, or somebody broke a shidduch, stand as I in the Welt around to say that, he says that's awesome. So how did, how does that fit with this tshuva of the Chafetz Chaim? The explanation is because everything depends on the context. If somebody says, Samazin the Veltera, oh, Pliny's divorced, if many times in the context, the connotation is, you're saying, oh, he is a difficult person. You introduce him, who is he? He is such and such who is divorced. You're bringing out the context of saying it that way, is saying that he's a difficult person. If it's more factual, you're just stating what his status is, what his marital status is, so then it's okay. If your intention is not, that's really like what the tshuva of the Chafetz Chaim says. That's what the Chutshani says, really. He says, you can't say it if the connotation is that he is a difficult person. There's a article written by Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita, where he also discusses this. He's discussing a case, let's say a nurse does intake in some medical facility. So she fills out the forms, she interviews the client who's coming to the facility, and she has to go through the whole list of questions. And one of the questions are, single, married, divorced, widowed. So the person asked, Yitzchak Zilberstein, is such a thing a problem? Maybe they're, if they fill in divorced, so they're saying Lashon Hara, if everyone else is going to look at that form. And he says, of course not. There is no shaychus to Lashon Hara. Saying that somebody's divorced has advantages and disadvantages. If he needs a shidduch, so it's good that people know he's divorced and he's in the need of a shidduch. Some people have to know that he need to invite him over for a Shabbos Suda. Whatever the need may be, there's good things, good sides of the coin and bad sides of the coin. As long as, and it's also something that everybody knows about, as long as the intention is not to embarrass him, and the connotation is not that he's a bad person, it would be okay, it would be permissible. Take, for example, imagine somebody's taking an interview, he's divorced, and he went and he took an interview by a prospective boss, and he first had to meet the secretary, then he went to the interview, then he finishes the interview and he leaves. As he puts his second foot out the door, the secretary turns her head to the boss and says, you know, he's divorced. So of course, that would have a connotation that he's a difficult person. That is in the context where he's just bringing out the bad, and that would be Lashon Hara in its greatest form. She wasn't asked, this secretary, who asked her to give any information about that. She's just bringing out his chasarin, and that of course would be Lashon Hara, the highest degree. While we're on the topic, closely related to this, is also what about discussing, like Nissim Kirelitz discusses over there, somebody that broke a shidduch. So this sometimes comes up negeah, not just speaking in the Veltaram, but it also comes up negeah to Shatchanim. Should the Shatchan say it? Somebody that was once engaged and had a broken engagement. So here there's much less reason to mention that he was once engaged, because there's no halachic ramifications. There could be so many reasons it's much less of a break than a get, than a divorce. It's worth quoting the letter of Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, this is printed, he wrote a letter, it's printed in Kevitz Mevach Shetayah Shiduchim in Yisuin, Volume 1. So he says, it's simply, Hu'inyin Chomer Me'od. It's a very dangerous topic. to say about somebody that he was once engaged and he got broken, a person needs a lot of years shemayim and seichel toiv. In other words, it's impossible to say a blanket heter or a blanket iser. Every single case is different. It has to be dealt with very seriously. But in many situations, this is the type of thing that will be also to say should not be said. Because it is an embarrassing thing, although less embarrassing, although less of a gnai than a divorce, but nevertheless it can have terrible ramifications, and it's much less necessary to be known. Very often the break of the shidduch had nothing to do with him, or it was not his fault at all. We shall be zeiche to have siyata dishmai, to always say the right things and not be nichshal and issel lashon hara.